It's a psalm for giving grateful praise. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all the generations. May God add to the reading of his word this morning.
I love how that scripture ends. His faithfulness continues through all generations. That's what we're here to celebrate today. Amen. Well, I just wanted to speak for a few minutes, and I have a message called Jesus Forever. And I want to start again by congratulating these five people who made a declaration. They are choosing Jesus forever. Salvation is the most important decision that we could ever make in our lives, to follow the Lord with all of our heart. Why? Because Jesus is forever. Actually, Jesus is the only thing that is forever. And as Christ followers, we find ourselves in him. And that is an awesome thing to be a part of. Well, several things stir in my heart when I hear those words, Jesus forever. The first makes me think of heaven and eternity. The second makes me think of repentance and reaching a lost world. And the third is expressed in a heart of love and thankfulness to our God. And let me start by talking about heaven and eternity. Imagine for a minute that you were standing on a beautiful, beautiful beach, huge beach, beautiful waters, and on each side it ran for as far as you could see in the distance. The world is compared to as one grain of sand on a beach. And I'm amazed at how most of the world goes after the grain of sand. And it reminds me of the verse, Matthew 16:26. In the new NIV version, it says, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?" Eternity is beach of sand. If one grain of sand represents our life, our time on this earth, then every other grain of sand represents eternity with God. And I want to remind you this morning that heaven is a location. It is a place. It is a place that is far more beautiful than we can ever imagine. If there's anywhere on this earth that you desire to go, that you might have heard of, that go, oh, this would be an amazing, amazing place to go, nothing compares to heaven. Again, heaven and following Jesus is the greatest decision we can make. Next, let me talk about the second thing that this makes me think of, Jesus forever, which is repentance and reaching a lost world. There are two sides of the cross. One side is love, love, love. But there's the other side as well, that as Christians we can't forget, which is repent, repent, repent. And it reminds each one of us of when we repented of our sins, of our past, and we chose to follow Jesus and stepped into relationship with God and God's love. It's powerful. As Christians, we see that it was the love of God that drew us to repent. And now to bring as many people as possible to heaven with us. Amen? To reach a lost world. Why? Because at the end of this life, all that will matter is Jesus. Because Jesus is forever. The Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and the only way to get to heaven. Let me tell you of a story of Pastor John Harper. Some of you may have heard his name before, but John Harper, Pastor John Harper, was on board the Titanic. At the time of the Titanic disaster, Pastor Harper was 39 years old, a widower with a 6-year-old daughter, Annie Jessie, they called her Nana, John was a pastor of Walworth Road Baptist Church in London, England. He was traveling with his daughter and niece, Jessie Leach, to Chicago to preach for several weeks at the Moody Church, where he had been a guest minister the previous fall. When the ship hit the iceberg on the night of April 14th, 1912, he was upon that ship with his daughter and niece. He knew the boat was going to go down. He knew they were in trouble. So he put his daughter and his niece on a lifeboat. Harper stayed behind and jumped into the water as the ship began to sink. And then afterwards, he shared the gospel with freezing water before dying himself. What was he preaching about? What was he speaking about? Acts 16:31, which says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." He literally went door to door, knocking on doors, waking people up, saying, "We have crashed. We are in trouble. If you don't know Jesus, accept him now. Believe in the Lord Jesus, you and your family, and you will be saved today." Lifeboat after lifeboat passed that he didn't get on, because he knew that Jesus was forever. Philippians 1:21 says, "To live is Christ, and to die is gain." That day, John Harper found that heaven was the best day of his life. Jesus forever. The third thing I think of when I hear that statement, the third thing that comes to me is a heart filled with thankfulness and joy. What is our purpose here on earth? To love the Lord our God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and with all our strength. Made us for relationship and fellowship. He made us for each other. That's why church is so awesome, that we can have fellowship and friendship and experience the love of God through each other, through our families. When I see my children, I see the love of God. but it is also our relationship with Jesus. This isn't a one-hour thing on Sunday morning. It's an everyday thing. It's a heart of thankfulness, waking up every day going, Jesus, thank you for each day that we have life. John 3:16 and 17, it was read already this service, but for God so loved the world that he gave. God gave his only son that whoever believes on him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Isn't that awesome? God didn't come to condemn us of our sin. But he came to save the world. He made a way so that we could have relationship with God. That's what Jesus is all about, dying on the cross. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. God loves you the way you are, as a child, as his child. It's not based on works or things that you do. It's not about a religious act. There is nothing that you could do to make God love you more. He wants fellowship with you. Jesus forever reminds me that God inhabits the praises of his people. God wants us to tell him that we love him. In our day, simply saying that we are thankful for him blesses him. So I ask you, what do you thank the Lord for? What are you thankful for? Because I'm here to tell you that everything good in your life is because of the love of God. Every loving relationship that you experience is only because of the love of God. Maybe it's for a beautiful day, for the sun, for trees, for good food, for the country that we live in, for your spouse, for children, for laughing, for good health, for good friends. Maybe it's for hot water, right? I'm glad this baptism tank wasn't an ice chest this morning. It was a good temperature. And so we come with thankful hearts saying, Jesus, thank you for life. We dedicate ourselves to you. May you work greatness through us. Through this church, through our relationships, through our friendships. We choose to wake up every single day thankful for all that you have given us, Lord. And we do not take one thing for granted, but we give you all the praise and the glory. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. If you have never accepted Jesus into your heart, today is the day of salvation. Do not leave this place without making a decision to follow Jesus. That is the most important thing you can do. And it's simply saying, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I choose to follow you. I choose Jesus forever. If you made that prayer today, your life will be transformed. And then the next step is baptism. We'll do it again next week if we have to. Let's pray one more time. Lord, we are so